are in Vintage today, this beautiful Monday, and it's a little cloudy, but nothing significant so far, and it's a comfortable temperature and a nice day to be out here on the Bill Rose Memorial Plaza next to the Vintage Hangar down here in the Vintage area. I have Erin Brigham with me. She's the director of Vintage for EAA. And also joining us this segment is a wonderful gal named Jessica Cox. And Jessica, this is your microphone.
Okay.
And Erin will hold it for you, or if you want to hold it.
Thank you.
Jessica Cox is a very astounding individual. She is the world's first licensed armless pilot. She's also an armless black belt in American Taekwondo, and I would say that those both are extremely rare. Am I right?
Well, you know, it's interesting how martial artists tend to be drawn to flying, and I don't know why that is, but I've found that to be true with a couple pilots that are also in some form of martial art.
How long have you wanted to fly airplanes?
Well, I always share the story of the first time I envisioned flying. And it was when I was 6 years old on the playground on the swings, and I felt very limited on the playground because I wanted to climb up the slide. And everyone was afraid that I would fall because I didn't have the arms and hands to hold onto the ladder. And in case I fell back, there was no one to catch me. So they were very worried and kept me off the slide. I sat on the swings, closed my eyes, and envisioned flying over the playground, not knowing that that planted the seed for becoming a pilot.
So let's follow along and build on that. From that idea, that seed, where did you go from there?
Well, there were a lot of logistical challenges. What type of airplane would work, which the air coupe was the perfect fit. What instructor would want to teach a woman without arms to fly? Would the Federal Aviation Administration grant the right to fly an airplane without the use of arms and hands? And surprisingly, they have been behind me in this pursuit.
Did you do that through a local FISDO, or do you actually have to go to the federal level to get that process started?
It was actually local, and it started off with attaining a certificate to solo as a sport pilot. But because I pursued a sport pilot certificate, it didn't require that I receive a medical. My valid driver's license acted as a medical for a sport pilot certificate.
Sure. One of the great innovations of the EAA over the last 10 to 15 years. And this kind of situation is a perfect example of some of the great things that the sport license has done.
It has opened up many doors for many people, especially with disabilities, yes.
So you picked an air coupe to do your training. Tell our audience, not everybody listening is familiar with vintage airplanes, and an air coupe is a vintage airplane. Tell our listeners a little bit about an air coupe.
The air coupe is unique in that it does not have rudder pedals. Now, some have been fit with rudder pedals, but it was built and designed without rudder pedals. The ailerons and the rudders are interconnected, so I have full control with my right foot on the yoke and a left foot on the throttle.
Wow. Now, do you have a special cushion that you have made to organize yourself in the cockpit just right?
No, I do have one small cushion, and a cushion that's also on the floorboard of the airplane, so that I can elevate my left foot. Aside from that, there are no special modifications, nothing different from any other air coupe airplane.
Now, I know that we've interviewed you before, a number of years ago. What has happened in your life since that time, the last couple of years?
I now have a third degree black belt in Taekwondo. I got married, and now there is a movie that is out there. We're premiering here at AirVenture. It's called Right Footed. And we will be showing it on Thursday and Friday at 1 p.m. And a book as well that I wrote called Disarm Your Limits. It's a self-help book that I will be signing all throughout the week at the Ford tent.
Now, I don't think we mentioned this, but you were born without arms. You didn't lose your arms to an accident or something. So you have been adjusting your whole life to moving around without arms.
It's very normal. Actually, when I think about it, if I have an itch at the top of my head, I'd reach my foot up and scratch my head. And if I woke up tomorrow with arms and hands, I wouldn't know what to do with them because I've lived my whole life with my feet. My feet have been wired to my brain.
This is some exciting stuff, but for some reason, I have the feeling that this isn't going to end here. You seem like you're the type of person who is moving on? What is your next adventure?
Well, I think right now I want to get this book out there. I hope to do a cross-country flight next year. So please stay tuned. That's what we're trying to do. Go cross-country, do an inspirational tour, and fly it. So it's something in the works right now, and we're hoping to get that done for next year.
Do you own your air coupe?
No, I do not. I actually rent an air coupe out of a local airport close to home at San Manuel, Arizona. My instructor there, Paris Trawick, he is the airport manager.
Oh, okay. All right. So have you thought about possibly moving into any other airplanes? Is there a way that you could move into a different type of airplane?
I think about that every day because I think an airplane that would go faster, something that would be more suitable for cross-country flight would be nice. And I always thought about the possibility of maybe another airplane, like a more luxury airplane that could handle long-distance flights. I don't know. We'll see.
I'm just curious. You said you got married, correct?
Yes.
Does your husband fly?
He actually is now a wannabe pilot. He's a student pilot, and he loves flying ever since I introduced him to it. So he wants to become a pilot.
And what would be, you said luxury, what type of luxury airplane are you looking at?
Well, I think maybe a Cirrus, maybe something, I don't know. I have a couple favorites in mind.
So we're thinking about this, a conventional airplane, a Cirrus would have a stick.
Yes.
A single stick that you could operate. And then I suppose something could be functioned up for the rudders.
Rudder pedals. Mm-hmm.
Now there's another airplane that we've seen over the years in sport aviation that was almost specifically designed for handicapped or paraplegic people. The Sky Arrow, are you familiar with that airplane?
I had a flight up in a Sky Arrow once, yes.
How was that for you?
Well, I don't know. I thought it was great. It was neat, the tandem seat. But it just didn't connect. I didn't connect with it. You know, I love the air coupe in the sense that it's a low-wing airplane. You could open up the windows when you're in flight, so it's like flying a convertible. It's a special little plane. I think it's great we're celebrating that this year.
That's very cool. You said there was a movie on Thursday and Friday at 1. Where is that showing?
That will be at the Skyscape Theater at the museum. And I also have book signings, one from 12 to 1 at the Tempest booth. And they are actually the ones that are my sponsor for this year's Air Venture. So they are they're wonderful, and they've teamed up with Able Flight, which Able Flight's a nonprofit to help people with disabilities become pilots. So if anyone who has a disability is interested, check out Able Flight. Tempest has teamed up with them to help support Able Flight and help support 3 pilots for the next 3 years to become certified sport pilots.
That's great, with a variety of different issues.
Disabilities, some are paralyzed, some are veterans who've come back and want to keep flying and have to now learn how to do it with a disability. It's a wonderful organization.
Aaron?
So you said you're planning a trip. Do you have, can you give us any of these locations that you're planning your trip to? And is it just you, or are you taking other people with you?
I think it'll be more fun with more people.
Can I come?
Oh, yeah, we need to talk later and figure that out. Or at least for one leg of it or something, because I don't know if you want to be there for the whole 2 weeks. The whole point is to fly across the whole country. And that is what we hope to do. And we're working for the logistics on that. And inspire young people, because a lot of young people connect with me, and I think that they see, once they've heard my story, that there are really no limitations. Oftentimes we create our limitations, they're self-imposed. And I like to be able to tear down those barriers by showing them that if I can become a pilot, if I fly an airplane, what is it that you can't do?
Women fly. Let's talk about Women Fly, because I can only imagine that you are a great ambassador for that organization.
Yes. I'll be there Wednesday morning for the Women Aviation Breakfast. I believe it's 8 a.m.
And are all girls welcome to join that? Or I know Women Fly is open to anybody who wants to join.
Yes, Women Fly for sure is open, and we'll be doing the big picture with all the women pilots on Wednesday afternoon.
Cool. Aaron, you have any other questions for Jessica?
I don't have any other questions at the moment.
It's cool.
It's just really neat and inspiring to have you here with us today, and it's really neat even that you're coming in with the whole Aircoop group. And did you fly them in? Did you lead them in?
Or no, I wanted to, and sit over here in this beautiful Aircoop is out here in the middle for everyone to check out and see how that is an airplane without rudder pedals. I wish I could have been a part of it, but I was actually at another conference. Otherwise, I would have loved to lead the Aircoops in this year.
Wow. You are very inspirational, Jessica. There's nothing else we could really say. And thank you for representing Vintage by choosing an Aircoop for your airplane of choice. Or it may have chosen you, one or the other, but it is an inspiration to everybody to see you and the smile on your face and the love of aviation that you have. It should be inspiring to everybody.
Oh, thank you so much. And
thanks for joining us. We'll encourage everybody to get out and see your movie Thursday and Friday, 1 o'clock at the museum.
Yes.
And also your book signing is at the museum as well, correct?
The book signing will be at the Tempest booth, Hangar D for Delta, and right in the middle aisle. I'll be there from 12 to 1 tomorrow, Tuesday.
Tuesday. Great. Jessica, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much.
J-Mont G, we're on the fly. We are down at Vintage at the Bill Rose Memorial Plaza. We're going to take a break and we'll be back. You're listening to EAA Radio.